אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. The Knesset will automatically dissolve if a state budget isn't passed by Tuesday night, 24 hours earlier than the sending Israel to its fourth round of elections within 2 years. There are currently no contacts between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud and alternative Prime Minister Benny Gantz's Kahol Levan parties on the budget issue. It is highly unlikely that Israel will avoid the fourth round of elections in under 2 years, early next year. Recently resigned MK Gideon Saar on Thursday officially registered his new party, New Hope, Unity for Israel, Tikvah Hadasha, after splitting from the ruling Likud party ahead of likely new elections. Saar also published a list of the party's aims, including backing West Bank settlements and reforming the judicial system, both causes championed by Israel's right. Saar is an opponent of the two-state solution with the Palestinians and ran to the right of Prime Minister Netanyahu in his unsuccessful bid for the Likud leadership last year. While Saar poses a threat to the current Prime Minister from the right, Benny Gantz is courting the left. In an interview in a Saudi newspaper published on Thursday, Gantz said he believes Jerusalem is spacious enough for a Palestinian capital while still remaining united. Gantz told the Arabic language newspaper Ash-Shaq al-Awasat that Jerusalem is a spacious city that is full of sites which are sacred for all. He added that he does not see peace in the Middle East without a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and called on the Palestinian Authority and its leader, President Mahmoud Abbas, to come back to the negotiating table, saying that the push for normalization within the Arab world is a great and tangible opportunity. Anti-Netanyahu protests were held last night across Israel, 6 months after the start of weekly mass demonstrations against the Prime Minister. The protesters have been calling for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's resignation over his indictment on graft charges and handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Last night they were chanting for Benny Gantz not to come to an agreement over the budget that would prevent new elections. Along with the main demonstrations outside the Prime Minister's residence in Jerusalem, protests were also held at Rabin Square in Tel Aviv and outside Sheba Medical Center, where, in a televised event, Prime Minister Netanyahu became the first world leader to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Health Minister Yuli Edelstein was second. Both leaders urged the public to vaccinate, saying that the end of the pandemic was in sight. President Reuven Rivlin will receive the vaccination today when the country starts vaccinating health workers. From Monday, elderly Israelis and at-risk populations can receive a vaccine. According to a poll published on Thursday, 63% of the Israeli public, 82% of those above the age of 65, plan to get the vaccine, putting Israel on track to be the first country to have vaccinated its at-risk population. The Health Ministry released figures on Tuesday showing that over 90% of those who have died of coronavirus infection in Israel were suffering from chronic ailments such as heart disease, high blood pressure or diabetes. The data also showed that the virus has taken its largest toll on those over 70 years, who make up 80% of the fatalities. The ultra-Orthodox community have accounted for one-third of the country's coronavirus cases, despite making up just 12% of the population. Figures from the Health Ministry on Thursday showed a significant rise of infections in the Haredi community, where 1 in 9 tests have come back positive. The data put the percentage of positive tests in the ultra-Orthodox sector at 10.6%, with every carrier infecting 1.58 others on average. Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox revelers, members of Rabbi Shaul Alter's Pnei Menachem community, took part in a mass Hanukkah candle lighting ceremony in Jerusalem on Thursday, failing to wear masks or maintain any social distancing. In a statement released on Tuesday, leading ultra-Orthodox rabbis Chaim Kanievsky, Gershon Edelstein and Shalom Cohen recommended that their communities vaccinate against the coronavirus. Health Ministry Director General Chezi Levy signed an order on Friday that effectively closes a travel loophole to Dubai, ordering returning travellers from all countries into mandatory quarantine starting on December 26th. Tens of thousands of Israelis have flocked to Dubai in recent weeks, 70,000 over the Hanukkah holiday, taking advantage of the fact that the UAE was designated as green with regards to coronavirus restrictions. Posts on social media showed many partying and mixing in ways that are forbidden in Israel under current lockdown restrictions. Sephardi Chief Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef travelled to Dubai on Thursday in the first ever visit by a sitting chief rabbi to an Arab country. During his visit, he met with senior Emirati officials, inaugurated the newly certified Jewish nursery school, and in a special ceremony invested Rabbi Levi Duchman as rabbi of the Emirati Jewish community. Police a week ago prevented a Haredi wedding of a 14-year-old girl to a 24-year-old man in Jerusalem at the last minute after they were tipped off shortly before the wedding. The girl's parents were arrested. They have since been released to house arrest, but the child has been placed in the custody of welfare officers. The mother claimed not to have known that marrying off a 14-year-old was illegal. Shefi Paz, a prominent anti-migrant activist, was released to house arrest on Friday evening after she was detained for 48 hours in connection with a break-in at a preschool for children of asylum seekers in South Tel Aviv during the school day. She and another activist broke into a kindergarten in the Tel Aviv Central bus station on Tuesday while the children were taking part in activities to mark Hanukkah. The preschool, run by the UNITAF organization, provides educational programs for children without status in Israel, those whose parents are asylum seekers, migrant workers, or undocumented. Eden Amari Yitbarek, an Israeli of Ethiopian background, is one of two Israeli students and the first from her community to win a prestigious Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford University this year. Eden served in the IDF as a truck and emergency vehicle driver before enrolling at the Interdisciplinary Centre in Herzliya within the framework of Israel at Heart, a programme that gives Ethiopian Israeli youth with high leadership potential the chance to earn an undergraduate degree. While studying government, diplomacy and strategy, the 23-year-old from Eilat received two Dean's List awards for outstanding students. While achieving outstanding academic results, Eden, who wants to study international development at Oxford, has volunteered as a teacher and a mentor for refugee and migrant children in Tel Aviv. The mayor of Bethlehem, Anton Salmon, on Thursday said Christmas celebrations in the birthplace of Jesus will be limited to just a handful of people this year, as Palestinian officials announced a new strict lockdown across the West Bank due to a soaring coronavirus outbreak. Mayor Salmon said his town would hold its traditional welcoming ceremony for the Latin Patriarch, who is usually greeted by children of marching bands from across the country as he arrives from nearby Jerusalem. But he said the scout bands would be limited to only local residents because of the new restrictions. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing our Christian listeners have a happy Christmas.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.